This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While it wasn't exactly balmy last week, we still had some opportunity to do a little extra garden cleanup. An important part of the cleanup process is debris removal. I talked about getting those tomato leaves with Septoria leaf spot out of the vegetable garden. Another area of concern is the fallen leaves and rotten fruit at the base of your fruit trees. Oftentimes, that debris is a hiding spot for disease that overwinters and then presents itself next season. I also cut back any perennials with slimy foliage like hosta and heuchera, for instance. Again, those leaves can harbor spores of fungi that can be rejuvenated in the spring. If you have a paniculata hydrangea, such as PG or Annabelle, that's out of control, you can cut it back now. Hydrangeas that bloom on new wood can be cut back by a third. Usually, the ones I see that need this are the hydrangea arborescens, such as Annabelle. This pruning will invigorate the plant and keep it healthy. You can prune out dead wood anytime. That goes for any tree or shrub. Be sure to clean up the area. Don't leave piles of fallen leaves bunched up on your lawn. That allows for snow mold in the spring. Don't store your apples and pears with your veggies. They give off ethylene gas that speeds up the breakdown of your veggies and gives them an off flavor. Those green veggie saver bags with the holes in them work pretty well, but so does a paper towel put into your lettuce bag. It absorbs moisture and helps prolong their life. Wait for the ground to freeze and then pile a 1-inch layer of straw over your strawberries. Check your local climate zones for ground freeze. In zone 4, where I live, it's typically around December 6, give or take. As you empty your outdoor annual containers, you can compost that extra soil. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.